بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin and we have reached Hadith 55. عن أبي محمد الحسن بن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما لا يريبك فإن الصدق طمأنينة والكذب ريبة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح. قوله يريبك هو بفتح الياء، قوله يريبك، نعم، دع ما يريبك بفتح الياء وضمها، ومعناه اترك ما تشك في حله واعدل إلى ما لا تشك فيه. In this hadith reported by Abi Muhammad al-Hasan bin Ali, the Hasan of Ali, the son of Ali radiyallahu anhuma, he said, I remember these words from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give up what is doubtful to you for that which is not doubtful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ طُمَأْنِينَ. For truth is peace of mind and falsehood is doubt. This hadith begins with the admonition of the Prophet ﷺ and the command to leave that or give up what is doubtful, meaning that which you don't feel comfortable towards, leave that to that which there is no doubt concerning it, meaning to that where it's certain. This hadith is from the 40 Nawawi hadith collection. As you may remember, we have explained it, and this is a comprehensive hadith and important one, and it is a great chapter from the chapters of piety and taking precaution. In Arabic is known as al-ihtiyat, which means taking precaution. And the people of knowledge, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, when it comes to the issue of some of the matters of fiqh, of the jurisprudence, they take this angle of precaution, and they mention many things about it. From that, for example, if somebody is touched by his garment, his clothes, is touched by some filth, or some filth falls on it, and he does not know whether this came on the front side of his garment or its back side. So if he washes the front side, then he will have doubt, because it is possible that it is in the back side. And if he washes the back side, he will have doubt, since it may be in the front. So what is therefore the precaution? The precaution is to wash the front side and the back side, so that the doubt is removed and the person will have a peace of mind and be satisfied. And from that also is, if someone doubts in his salah, did he pray 2 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah? And there is no preponderance. There is no preponderance. Here, if he takes by 2 rak'ah, then he may have doubt, since what? He may feel that it is less. And if he takes by 3, he will have doubt that there was no diminishing in the number of rak'ah. So he continues therefore to stay worried. So in this case, he gives up that which he doubts, and then works by that which is the least. And if he doubts whether he prayed three or four, then he makes them three, and so forth. So this hadith, therefore, as you can tell, is a foundation from the foundations of fiqh, that the thing you doubt, then give it up to that where there is no doubt. Also, in this hadith, there is education of the self. There is education. In the sense that the person stays in a state of tranquility and peace of mind, that there is no worry. Because many people, if they begin to doubt, they start developing unease and become worried. If he has an alive heart, because a dead heart would not do that. So therefore he continues to think, maybe I did such and such, or so and so. Maybe I have left such and such. So if he now disconnects and removes this doubt with yaqeen, with certainty, then this problem will be resolved. The Prophet ﷺ in this hadith said, فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ تُمَأْنِينَ. Verily, truthfulness is a peace of mind. And this is the point of evidence from choosing this hadith concerning truthfulness. فَالصِّدْقُ تُمَأْنِينَ. Truthfulness is peace of mind and comfort. The person who is truthful is never regretful concerning his affairs, meaning he doesn't say, may I have done it this way, or I wish I had done that, and so forth. And this is, you know, because the truthfulness is deliverance, and the truthful ones, Allah delivers them by their truthfulness. And you find the truthful person always in peace of mind, لأنه because he does not regret anything that took place or will take place in the future. Because what? Because he said or did that which is truthful. And whoever, وَمَنْ صَدَقَ نَجَى, and whoever is truthful, and then he is delivered. As to the lying, the Prophet ﷺ made it clear that this is doubt. And that's why you find the first, that you find the person who lies, the first he begins with concerning doubt is himself. So he becomes worried and doubtful. Would the people believe him or they wouldn't? And that's why you find the liar, if he tells you a piece of news, he begins to swear by Allah that he spoke the truth. Why? Lest there could be doubt in his news. So you find the hypocrites, for example, making swearing by Allah. Or you find the hypocrites, for example, swearing by Allah that they didn't say such and such. However, they are in doubt, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah At-Tawbah 9:74, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا. They swear by Allah that they said nothing bad, but really they said the word of disbelief. So the kadib, the lying, it's certain that it is doubt and worry, a source of worry for the person. He begins to doubt. Did the people know about his lying or they didn't? So therefore he continues to be in a state of doubt and worry. So we take from this hadith that it is a must upon the person to abandon the lying to the truth, because lying is falsehood and doubt, while as-sidqu tuma'nina, while truthfulness is usefulness, is tuma'nina, peace of mind and comfort. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, therefore دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. Leave that which is doubtful to that which is not doubtful. والله الموفق. And all success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this brings the end of this comprehensive hadith. I ask Allah the Most High to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.